like how you use the show for your personal vendettas.
Oh, you just now figuring that out?
Yeah.
Okay. It's over again for America's Couple. John Mayer has dumped Jessica Simpson for a second time, and People Magazine says this time it's gonna stick. It's for real.
I wasn't aware that they got back together.
Sure.
Okay.
A source close to John Mayer tells People, "It has been rocky, and it had been rocky, and it reached the end of the road. It's definitely over. The relationship has ended." He dumped her. He's already back with three groupies.
Ooh.
So, you know, when we're talking about stuff this romantic, we need to know. Yeah.
Three groupies.
Yeah. This is the 12th time they've broken up. Their relationship is volatile. Last week, they felt better than ever. This week, things are rocky. Who knows what the future will bring? That coming from a Jessica Simpson source, so maybe it's not over.
Or maybe Jessica's just clingy.
Cleavy?
Clingy.
Oh. She's cleavy also. Especially
yeah.
On this photo that they're... It's with the story. Every relationship has its differences, but with Jessica and John, those differences were starting to become more and more apparent. They had nothing in common. Oh, wait. Time to kill the romance music. He sings. She kind of sings, right?
She has sung in the past.
Yeah.
Now she lends her name to stuff.
Did they ever tell you about the fun Jessica Simpson game I think should come to TV once she's done with pretending to, you know, be an actress or musician?
Uh-uh.
It's a game called Can You Land the Watermelon in Jessica Simpson's Mouth While She Sings? Right, and go! Entire watermelons, not slices. Seedless, of course, because we don't want her choking on those.
And she might grow a watermelon in her tummy.
Seriously, haven't you seen that where she unhinges her jaw when she sings? Watch as I swallow this hippopotamus whole. Whoa. Man. Paris Hilton sat in jail.
Aw.
Yeah. She's been crying on the phone. She's not sleeping or eating. Her cell is freezing cold, she says. She has three little blankets, no pillow. She's using one of the blankets as a pillow. The room is bright, and jail noise echoes through her space. However, she does have a pretty good relationship with the inmates. They started chanting for her when she went back to her cell, right? Paris, Paris. Like, seriously. She smiled and waved. Some inmates even going up to her door and saying, "You don't deserve to be here." Another made an origami butterfly from a magazine page and slipped it under her door. Another slipped a drawing book under her door. And the guards have been nice, too. So it's not all bad.
I bet she makes a lot of friends in there.
Yeah. She's called her lawyer and family, and she says it's kind of hard to talk because there's a recording. It says, you have 1 minute left. This call is being recorded and sent to TMZ.com. Isn't that terrible? I mean, all this is getting out. Damn the media spreading this propaganda. Oh.
Whoops.
My bad. Oh, another reason for her to be sad. Her Bentley's in the shop. At least they could they could line it up so it's in there while she's in jail, though.
Right? Why is it there?
It was brought in. It overheated a lot, and the coolant tank bursts.
Wait, was Nicole Richie driving it?
Good question. She did trash that what was her boyfriend's car at the time?
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen these photos of Lindsay Lohan with a knife like on her mouth and on her tongue and stuff, there's another woman in there. People are like, "Who's that woman with Lindsay Lohan there?" With Lindsay Lohan being a psycho.
Yeah, one of them, she's like holding the knife to her neck. The other woman's
neck.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah.
The other woman?
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa Minnillo?
Scandal!
It's hot for Nicolas Shea, though, for sure.
I didn't know he was into that.
Have you seen the guy? Come on, anyone that clean cut, you know, is into some dirty stuff.